This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, there is a fantastic show on the ABC. You may have caught wind of it. It is called Pulse, based on the true story of a transplant patient who then becomes a doctor.
The next few years are as hard as they come. With your health issues, how are you going to manage?
Watch me. Wouldn't it be easy if everyone just knew you had a transplant?
They will only take the strongest and the best.
You are the best, Frankie.
No matter how hard I work, I'm never going to be the strongest.
Claire Vanderbloom, she plays the lead character, Frankie Bell, and joins us this morning. Good morning, Claire.
Hello, hello.
Now, what an amazing show this is, I will admit. Episode one I watched when I had a bit of a case of the sniffles and a cough, and I started to wonder whether I had TB or kidney failure or whether my symptoms were more dire than just a good old common cold. Working on the show, has it made you a little bit more on edge when it comes to your own symptoms and things like that?
Oh, I wouldn't say on edge, but I definitely learned a lot. I feel like I learned how to work a dialysis machine. And, yeah, you learn about some really strange diseases. But, you know, I think we have access to all that anyway, right? Google MD and we're all going to die.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, we have access to that if we want to freak ourselves out. So, no, I really enjoyed learning so much about it. I mean, you know, a little bit about it.
And there's a bit of medical terminology that you have to wrap your head around to deliver your lines well. Are there times where you're saying the line but you have no idea what it is that you're talking about?
Yes, I'll admit it sometimes because, you know, even if there was a nurse on set and she would break it down for you as best as possible, but you still... dealing with jargon and terms around it that still kind of blow your brain. So you do the best you can and kind of put it in the wheelhouse of knowing what part of the body is affected so you can at least look like you're pulling it off, maybe.
Yeah, shock and awe at all the right times. But your character, yeah. Frankie Bell, she is so lovely. She's got such a great bedside manner. Can you tell us a little bit more about her story?
Yeah, I think she's based on a real person, and I met that wonderful, inspiring lady, and she really, meeting her, I just felt that you have to get the tone of the person that you're playing. You know, you're never going to look like them or exactly move like them or sound like them, but yeah, a lot of integrity and passion for her job, and because she had been a transplant patient herself, really felt that everything was, you know, moved through her in a very personal, deep way. So she was very clear about how awesome her career was and the fact that she was still alive. And I really took the lead from her spirit. She was quite inspiring.
Mm. And the world that she exists in is this very busy, not derelict isn't the right word, but there's certainly some financial pressures on the hospital that she works in when you do see the characters just sweating and you realise, okay, yeah, they maybe need some air conditioning budget and a little bit of extra resource. What have you learned about the world of medical professionals doing this show?
I mean, my mum is a nurse and I just called her a lot saying, thank you, my God, I can't believe you've been going through this and what doctors and nurses are up against in terms of their hours. And it's a really high-stress job and they are, I just have so much respect, they're angels. And we all watched a show called Hospital, which was a BBC program where, you know, literally it happens in the British system and the Australian system where people are going in for an operation, but there's just not enough beds, so they get turned away. And it's hard to believe that that's happening. But there are problems in many, you know, different sections of different wards where there's not enough beds, and that is a dead set reality.
Yeah, and the ethical dilemmas. Yeah, the ethical dilemmas of who gets an heart or a kidney or one of these organs when they become available. There's got to be something that got you across the line really wanting to do a show that covers so many different subjects.
Yeah, totally. And I think for me, I was really proud of the way that we dealt with the idea of organ donation and living organ donation, because you can just walk into a hospital and give a kidney and save a life. And that is happening more and more. And there needs to be more dialogue in Australia about that. I don't think enough people, you know, talk to, you can tick your license and say, yes, I'm an organ donor, but the family can say, no, we're not, that they're in trauma, they're grieving, and they don't want that to happen. So it's about having conversation with your family and your next of kin about what you really want. And they're hard conversations, I get it. But, you know, I think I was proud that our show shone a light on that and gently kind of said, hey, this is probably something we need to talk about, because you can actually save lives.
Yeah.
awesome idea.
That's Claire Vanderbloom. She plays Dr. Frankie Bell on the ABC show Pulse, which you'll find now on DVD, also available on Google Play and iTunes on Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.